Tom, maybe it's just me, but I just assume every person in the healthcare system I come in contact with is vaccinated, because yep. why not? That's their business. Presumably, they understand the science, but that's not the case. And in fact, even with mandates at certain healthcare facilities, that is not the case. And there's been obviously some legal aspects to this as opponents to the vaccine mandates look for friendly courts in which to kind of challenge this. Let's bring in Ali Reed, Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter. Ali, give us the 30,000-foot view of what's going on here. Again, my assumption proved very incorrect.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me. So vaccine hesitancy is a real problem in the country, and it's a real problem in the health industry, too. So there are four different lawsuits right now that are on the table against the healthcare worker vaccine mandate from President Joe Biden, which applies to 17 million employees at facilities that are paid by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So at this point, more than half of states are involved in one of these lawsuits, and the suits all build on each other and use a similar strategy. Almost all of them were filed by Republican-led states and conservative-leaning circuits, and two of them were filed by states in the same circuit where the large business vaccine or test rule was blocked, which signals that the states are after the same outcome.
Are you assuming that they'll go through appeals court to the Supreme Court?
Yeah, so it's looking very likely, especially for the large employer rule, but the Medicare agency rule will probably also make its way up to the Supreme Court.
Ali, how big of an issue is this within the healthcare system? Again, when I go in to get my annual physical, how big of an issue is this?
It depends on the type of facility, and it depends on which state you're in, of course. It's a real problem for nursing homes and in some of the lower wage industries. And so that's why President Biden is really trying to hammer down on the fact that all medical workers need to be vaccinated to both keep themselves safe, but also keep patients and their families safe.
What's the power of a big fancy hospital, a less fancy hospital, or a small nursing home? What are their powers to enforce a mandate?
They all are going to be required to enforce a mandate under this Medicare rule. So if they don't do it, they face termination from the program. And for a small nursing home, that could be the vast majority of their income. So it's a very serious penalty.
So are they going to the employees and saying, if you don't get vaccinated, we can't do business?
Yes, exactly. It hasn't begun yet because the deadline for meeting the requirement is January 4th, but they will be forced to terminate workers if they don't comply.
What's the sense of timing when we're going to get some resolution here? As Tom mentioned, is this something that will just eventually get to the Supreme Court? And if so, when?
It's hard to say. In all likelihood, employers are going to be forced to comply with that January 4th deadline because it seems like that's going to come before any sort of Supreme Court decision. So it puts employees and employers in a very tricky situation.
Ali, thank you so much. Ali Reed, Bloomberg Law here on the mandate debate in vaccines.